Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. It's Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hi there. Thanks so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this evening. I do want to let you know what's coming up on Inner Voice in the near future. Next week, this is a forum for folks who are interested in the intersection between depth psychology, working with archetypes, and the work of Carl Jung, and connecting with their own inner voice, their own intuition. So if that interests you, you're certainly in the right place. Want to let you know that next week we will have Melissa LaFlame on. Melissa LaFlame is a depth psychotherapist who combines Eastern and Western traditions. She is out of Denver, Colorado, and I'm really excited to have her join me on the 17th. She talked with us last fall, and I think we're going to be talking about the limits of suffering in our lives. Often depth psychologists talk a lot about the gift of suffering, and I think sometimes people come into that experience thinking that suffering is always necessary when they come through a depth psychological perspective. So we're going to talk a little bit about how that archetype or how that myth fails us and how there's something beyond it and how it's important to find a balance between suffering and connecting with the future and connecting with the energies of the future and intention setting. So I'm really excited to talk to her. Then the week after, on the 24th, C. Michael Smith will be on. C. Michael Smith is a really, really cool shamanic practitioner who has a space called the Crow's Nest in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And he will be joining us. He's also a Jungian psychotherapist, and he'll be joining us to talk about psychotherapy and the sacred, the role of the sacred in the experience of psychotherapy. So really looking forward to having him on as well. I do want to let you know, here in Columbus, where I do the show, we have had, and folks who are listening who are in the Cebus area know that we have had some very, very big, huge storms, and a lot of the power got blown out, and we still don't have our internet connection up where I live, so I'm doing this from a coffee shop. We'll just have to see how it goes and kind of play it by ear. Also, if you guys are familiar with Tom Lesher, he's an amazing evolutionary astrologer out of Hawaii. There's something called the Pele Report, which I encourage everyone to look up. He does wonderful astrological astrology and talks a lot about intuitive and evolutionary astrology, and talks a lot about what we're all experiencing, not what you're experiencing in your personal birth chart, but what we're all experiencing as a community. And he talks a lot about how this time, this next 4 days, has a lot of trickster elements to it. So we will see. I do not know what is going to happen. The reason that I say that is because I'm expecting a guest to come on here, and I don't know if we got our wires crossed or what happened. I am trying to find her now and see if we can get her on air. And if we can't, I'm just going to probably close the show early because I don't really have anything to talk about this evening if we don't have a guest. And so we'll just have to see how that goes. For folks who wanted to listen to the show last week, I do apologize. I did get to a computer, but the computer that I got to did not work. So we have been having our trials here on the show recently, and I just ask you to bear with me. Some really cool things are coming up in the future. in the summer for folks who are interested in depth psychology. A lot of it has that slant, and there's a lot of folks who do tarot reading and use it in different capacities. Several folks who use it in counseling and several folks who use it in a more traditional way of doing readings. And I'm really excited to have those folks on in the near future. I am not seeing our guest, so I'm not sure exactly what is happening, but I think that I'm going to just make it a short night here, and by next week we should have everything up and running for the show, and our air conditioner should be back up and running, and our computer, our Wi-Fi should be back up and running, and then we'll have Melissa LaFlamme sharing the wonderful soul work that she does with you. So the other thing that happened that was odd was normally I post on Facebook, and folks who are new to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour have probably seen my posts and know that you can just click on that link right there, and that will take you directly to the show and allow you to hear it. And for some reason, that option is not showing up on the page as well. So there's a lot of trickster energy circling around this evening. I'm going to use it to do some writing, and I wish everybody a great evening, and hope that you have the ability to connect with the magic in your life, because that's really what we're... Whatever you do between now and next week, go and make magic, because that's really what we're here for. Have a great evening, guys. Take care. Bye now.